Sanhedrin, Perches Mishnah Aleph, Ben Seirer Umayra. We're learning now a new Indian. We have the Parsha of Ben Seirer Umayra. Everybody knows the outline of the Parsha and Parsha's Kiseitze. We have a young boy, and he's not doing anything which would be defined as an Avera Chamura, but in total, his behavior is clearly that he's Hailich Bederech Loitoiv, Beloshin Rashi and Chumish, that his being killed, being given Skilo, is a function of nidoin oisoi b'tchilosoi al soifoi. He's not doing anything now that's so terrible, but he's clearly headed in that direction. Therefore, we mutav shiyom zakai val yom uschayev. Now, the Torah talks about a ben seirumayr. It's clear that he has to be a godly, he has to be a baronchim. However, it says over here that he's a ben. And the Gemara understands that a ben is not synonymous with somebody who's a zokin, who's roi lahoilid. Now, l'chayre, the definition of a godl, that is a baroinchin, that is mevi simonim. 13 years of age is usually just a raya that he was mevi simonim. But be'etzem, simonim could come later, atke dekakta, it's not so clear, do we rely that a 13-year-old boy is a godl? Yeah, he can learn by his bar mitzvah, he can bench zimun, these are dinim derabbanan. But Lagabi Dinim Dairaisa, we don't nem on, what's called Chazok Derovo, we don't nem on for a Dov of Poshut that is a Godel. So a boy who's just 13, who, not clear if he reached physical maturity, should not be painting his tefillin or doing the kesher of the tefillin. Kiveg has a famous tshuva, where there was a father who had a sofer, who had his son helping him, and Kiveg said, anything that's negated Dairaisa, he shouldn't. The Bacha only has a Chazok Derov. We don't rely on the Alagabi Dim Deraisa. So, we have a young boy over here. L'chayra, he has to be a Roy Lohoilid because he was maybe Simonim. Otherwise, he wouldn't be a Godel. So, what does it mean that he's not a Ish? So, we'll see B'Hamshcha Mishnah. First, the Mishnah discusses the fact that obviously he has to be a Bar Chiyuva. Memes Anasa Ben Sayre Mayr Mishiyovish Te Sayris Va'at Shiyakiv Zokin HaTachtoin. Until there's enough saris, which shows physical maturity, that is roi lohoilid v'loy ha'elyon, not facial here. Elu shadibru chachomim b'loshin l'kiya. This that we say, maybe shtei saris, zoken, the Torah says, shenema kiya li'ish ben v'loy bas. He has to be a ben. First of all, there's no such thing as a bas sa'irumar. Second of all, ben v'loy ish. He can't be that he's called an ish where he's roi lohoilid. Now, obviously, he has to be roi lohoilid. So this is going to have to be the point. Hakotn potter, the cotton himself is potter, shalei lechol mitzvahs. He's not chayv on any yonshim. He has to be a bar yonshim. Now, the fact that he has to be a ben and not a cotton is not as simple as it sounds. L'chay b'chol ha'tarikul, he has to be a godl. You don't need a separate posuk by Chilul Shabbos, Navei Dezora, and Ritzicha, that he has to be a godel. It's poshut. The point is that over here, we're not killing him for a maisa that makes him into a bar chiyuva. We're killing him because he's nidoin al shem soifoi. The nidoin al shem soifoi, theoretically, you could get a character description of him that he's going al derech loy toiv when he's 12 and a half also. But it's exezek gosuf. Ben v'loy cotton. But we also have exes because of ben v'loyish. So that we have to figure out how that works. The ben v'loy bas also, l'choyre mitzadvus, nidin al shem soifoi, l'choyish should be chayv. Again, it's exes akosim. So now, what exactly is the age of a ben soirumayr? So the Gemara says something interesting. Theoretically, he can be roi lahazuria, lahoylid, from when he's maybe shtei saz. By the way, I might point out that when he's 12 and a half, L'chayik should be able to be mevi shtei sairis. Has nothing to do with age. And the answer to that is that the Gemara says that simonim, physical simonim of gadlus, on a boy who is below 13 years of age, we assume that shuma balma. It's just fat. It's not real simonim. It doesn't vise on physical maturity. So l'chayik should be rei l'hoilet from when he's 13 if he's mevi simonim. However, the age of what the Mishnah says, Mishayovish Tesaris Ad Shiyakiv Zokna Tachten, which is a higher level of having physical maturity, the Gemara says only 3 months. Why is that? Because after 3 months, if he was Moilid, if he was Mazriah, so then there would be a Meuberes, that would be Nikar Ubro, and it would be Nikar that her husband, this young boy who got married when he was 13, was the father. So you can see him as a father, Ben Veloy Av, the Gemara Dashens, you could see him as a father from the age of 13 years and 3 months. Because of that, the Zman of the Ben Seremar is only those 3 months. From 13, with, of course, maybe Shtes Iris, until 3 months later. That's the whole age of this halacha. Now, what are these terrible pieces of his behavior that define him, that we have to kill him now? Mutav Shiyom is Zakev Ayom is Chayev. Mishnah Beis. Me'em is a Chayev. From when is he Chayev? What behaviors are Mechayev him? So the Torah says, B'neinu Zeh, the father and the mother bring him to Besdin. And they say, B'neinu Zeh, Soyer Umar. He's being Soyed, he doesn't listen. E'neinu Shemeh, B'koleinu, Zoylel V'soyve. In Yiddish, they call it a Fresser. He's eating and he's drinking beyond. Zelil refers to eating, Seve refers to drinking. What's called Zelila, what's called Sviya? Chacham give shir. Mishayechel tartemar bosor, when he eats, this is a little bit of an obscure word, a tartemar is a measurement. The Gemara says that it's chamishim dinorim, the weight of chamishim dinorim of bosor. V'yishte chatzil loig yayin hoitalki, fine wine. Kitzer. He's eating a lot of meat and he's drinking a lot of fine wine. That's a behavior that's going to be addictive to the point where it's going to take him over, it's going to destroy him, it's going to destroy the world around him. Reb Yossi Omer, he has to eat a mona basar, which is more, chamishim dinarim, here you're talking about a mona. The loig yain, not a chatzi loig, it has to be a loig yain, so that's beyond. Ochal b'chaburus mitzvah, let's say he ate that amount, but it was a Sudas Mitzvah. Ochal b'ibur chodesh. It's also a Sudas Mitzvah. The Edim came to be made on the new chodesh. So they would feed the Edim in order to encourage people to come. The Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah that there was a big chotzer. They would gather over there and they would serve them Sudas. So that was his venue for the Zoyl of the Soviet. Ochal Ma'aseh Sheni B'Yerushalayim, which is also a mitzvah, eating Ma'aseh Sheni B'Kedusha V'Tara in Yerushalayim. Ochal Nevelus U'Treifis. Here's the flip side. He didn't eat Dvorim Hamutorim in a neutral setting and his problem was being a Zeil of a Soive. Either because he was eating B'Chaburis Mitzvah or Faker, he was eating something that's not a Dvar Shus, it's also. Ochal Nevelus U'Treifis Kotzim Rasim Mamash Machol Zasuris. There's a girsa over here in parentheses, you see in the Mishnah, other types of isurim, which is ochal tevel u'maisi rishon shalainitil trumasoi. These are things that a person's not allowed to eat. He's not allowed to eat. Tevel is a kri, is a pile of tvua, which already came to a gemar avoidus, it's mukhiv in truma. One's not allowed to eat it before taking off. So he ate from the tevel. Maisi rishon shalainitil trumasoi is even if it's not tevel to take off maisi rishon, but Trumas Meiser, which is taken off in the Meiser region, that's given to the Levi, and he takes off a bit and he gives it to the Kohen, that's also Tevel. Meiser Sheni Vehegdish Aloy Niftu, or Meiser Sheni Vehegdish. They're out of Yerushalayim. They have to be eaten in Yerushalayim, or what they do is you put the Meiser Sheni and the Hegdish onto coins. Meiser Sheni, because you want to carry it to Yerushalayim. Hegdish Stami could be put there. What it means over here, Shaloy Niftu, is that therefore it's Oymid B'Kedusha, so it's Oymid B'Sur, and he ate Dvarisim. So L'chayre goes together with the cases of Nevelus, Trevish, Kotzim, Ramosim. He was eating Machol Sasuris. The reason why not to be Goyer is because of a very simple kasha. The food and the drink that we're talking about is Bosa V'Yayin. What does it have to do with Tevel, Trumis, Maisuris, which is all from produce, it's all from Gidulei Kaka? What does it have to do with Zoylo? So some of the Mepharshim have the gears, and they said the word Ochal over here refers to Shtiyas Yayin. And that yayin, that you could have tevel, ma'isirishin, ma'isirsheni, and so on. Others don't want to accept that. If it says ochal means the food, eating is from produce, has nothing to do with the zeil of the service. So those are the shaila, the stodim, whether this girsa is correct or not. Ochal dover shehu mitzvah. He ate something which is a mitzvah. The Mishnah is not mefaret what that is. First, you want to say that what this means is L'umas the Chaburas Mitzvah in the first part of the Mishnah, which is on Mitzvahs Deraisa, this is on Mitzvahs Derabonon. Marshal Suda of Havro, where they feed in ovals, so those that are Mishnatim, on Makai Mitzvah Derabonon, of Chesed, of Nichum Havelim, that type of thing. Dovashu Mitzvah, V'dovashu Hu Aveiro, that's the Klal, we just said Dovashu Aveiro, L'chairo, we're being Moisif. Over here again, Dovashu Aveiro, L'umas, all the Isurim that are Deraisa, that we mentioned a second ago, these are Isurim Derabonon. Marshal is eating on a tiny slot, say. Ochal kol maichov le'ochal basa. He ate everything in the world, which is what we just discussed. The legabe, all those isurim, the achila is not from basa. He ate whatever he ate, and he's a zoylel, he's a soyve. But it's not achila's basa v'le'ochal basa. Shosa kol mashkev le'shosa yayin. He's guzzling mineral water, orange juice, and everything in between, but not yayin. Ein noy nasa ben seremar. The mashmos is, by the way, even beer. Even though it's addictive, and he could be an alcoholic, and it could lead him in a terrible direction, it's not the yayin. So then the halacha is eni nasa ben seru umayir at shiyecho bosav yishte yayin shenema zoylu v'soyve. Chazal understand that the word zoylu refers to achilas bosar, soyve refers to shtiyas yayin. V'hafa pi she'en raya ledover, zeich ledover, shenema al tihi b'soyve yoyin, b'zoylu le bosar lomoy. The pasuk says, Shlem HaMelech in Mishlei, that not to be a soyve, not to be a zoylel, and the pasuk clearly defines it as yayin and basar. So you see that Shlomo HaMelech assumed that the pshat was over here achilas basar and shtiyas yayin.